Amen, 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 amen. Amen. If that was for me, can we give another one to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Yeah, he deserves better than that. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Tony. Pastor Kathy, this was the first time I was meeting Pastor Kathy, but Pastor Tony, we had met before in a place where miracles happened. We prayed. It was supposed to be a breakfast. It turned to be that place. Children were birthed, miracles, jobs that we were not qualified for were birthed. Let me tell you, when men and women of God meet, something has to happen in the name of Jesus. And it's going to happen the same day today. How many believe that? Yes. You know, sometimes we read the Bible and we think that it was just for that time where Jesus went, did good. Do we believe Jesus is in the house? Yes. Why don't you demand that goodness to be upon you today in the name of Jesus? Yes, yes, yes. The Lord said that he is doing something new, something good. And I want to challenge you. Tell him, whatever you are doing, Lord, don't do without me. Hallelujah. Yes, whatever you are doing because it's good. Hiya, look at people, they are looking at me. Yeah, you should be now telling the Lord, whatever you are doing, Lord, because it's good, don't do without me. Yes, if he's blessing people, you should be the channel that God is going to use. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to thank God. Yes, ours is a praying and a prophetic ministry before we go to the widow's ministry there. So I always challenge people to practice. You remember in the time when Saul was called as a king, and when he was among the prophets, even everybody said, hey, Saul has become a prophet too. There's an anointing that comes, when they are there. And I want you to practice it. Even if you are sitting next to your enemy, that you should not be enemy. Can you speak something good? You say, you know, today, you are becoming the greatest person I've ever seen in the world. Yes, speak it. Don't be jealous. Hallelujah. Don't be jealous. Make them. Hallelujah. The greatest. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 And you know what? They'll come back and give you a testimony. They'll tell you, you know the word you prophesied to me. On November the 20th, it worked. Yeah. Even Moses said, Pastor Tony, I wish all God's people may be what? Prophets. Yes. Do you know the prophecy, the spirit of prophecy is in you? It is. It is in you. Now, in our ministry, I challenge people every day to prophesy to themselves. They say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. You just became a prophet right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, you have prophesied to yourself. Be seated in the presence of God. How much time do we have? So, it's about now 1:30, 1:25. So, what time? 30 minutes? 30 minutes, okay. Yeah, we'll do, you know, in the presence of God, you know one from the Lord. If he tells you smile, that's become a prophet. Do you know, if God tells you smile, anything that has been putting that long face in in your spirit, when he says smile, I'm telling you, if it's sickness, it is nullified. If God tells you smile, smile! There is power when God tells you a word. If it's poverty, if it's sickness, if it's what you are in-laws, that time they turn up to be your best friends in the name of, just by a smile. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So today something good is going to happen. In Jesus' name. Yes, I'm in town. My name is Jane Wajiko. We are supposed to have three names. I only used two. Yeah, three names. I used to have three. All my certificates, they have three. But I thought, why give you all the time to be saying three names? Why don't you just say two? Yeah, two names. They're okay. And then I introduce myself. Yeah. I read in the Bible, when the Bible introduces people, you go into detail. Jane Wanjiko, I was born in Kenya, Central Province, Nyeri, Moiga, Boden, Abon, then Boden. If you Google that, you'll only get one Jane Wanjiko. Hallelujah. But if you put Nyeri, Jane Wanjiko in Nyeri, there will come thousands and thousands. But then I am the only one. And yes, I'm a daughter of Khashoggi. Those who, yeah, maybe we have people who recognize that name. And my brother is also in the city, Wairioko. You know, I have relatives here. And I'm the firstborn. So I carry the anointing of John the Baptist. Hallelujah. I have paved way for them. Yes, in Jesus' name. And the same anointing will apply in this place, Pastor. Yeah. Something good is going to happen in Jesus' name. Yes, we are in town. We have been in town for a long time. This is not the first time we're in Dallas. We have been doing conferences. So I guess maybe like 5 years. Some of us, they said, we have never heard about you. And I blame Dallas people. Why don't you receive the spirit of Andrew? Andrew heard about Jesus. He said, I can't sleep. I have to go and call my brother Peter. And I declare you in Dallas, you receive that spirit in Jesus' name. When you hear something good, hey, go call your brother. Tell me we have heard in the name of Jesus. Look at what Peter became because of his brother. If Andrew said, forget you, Peter. We went fishing. Yeah, this is not for you. These are the ones, the only for the holy holders who put their hearts together. They don't want to be dirty in the sea or in the lake. No, he said, it is better than fishing. Hallelujah. Come on, Peter. So I challenge you now. We'll be here next year again. We come actually twice a year. And we want to thank God. We bless the Lord. As Pastor Tony told you, of course, I do the widow's ministry besides preaching. Right now we have 250 widows in Mary. My mom became a widow when I was in high school. And this has promised. This, I'm not going to tell you that because next time you hear we are in town, you can come and there. If I tell you, you'll say, I already know what they're doing. I'm not going. So we will come. I'll just give you a kiojoki dog. And as God is doing great things. I'll be going in 2 weeks. Yeah, on the first. We have built 10 houses already for the widows. 30 chicken coops. 2 greenhouses. We have put electricity in 4 homes. We have bought water pumps. We have done Christmas time. We give them all of them groceries. And not one thing. There is unga, gano, all those goodies. Yeah, rice, sugar, all this. And bar soaps. Every widow gets a box. Yeah, on that. And where do we get it? Nobody. We don't get donations from the. You know, when you come from America, they think the money you are just told, just turn the tap on, the money will come, and you receive whatever you want now. It comes from your people, and we want to thank God some of you have been that. So today, I'm here to just declare the word of God, and I thank God for this opportunity. How many know the anointing is not for us, it's for other people? Yeah. If I don't get somewhere, somebody to pray for or even to talk to, yeah, you bask in that anointing. It's not helping you. It's for other people. Jesus said, behold, the Spirit of God has anointed me to do what? To preach the gospel too. Yeah. Yes. To heal. To open. The same thing is happening. Your pastor is not anointed for himself. Although the anointing keeps him and preserves him. But the anointing is to be released in Jesus' name. Are you going to put a demand on what God has put on me that you can receive it? Or are you going to just look at me and struggle trying to feed you? Or are you going to put a demand? Ask. Yeah, put a demand. Yes, that we can, God will give us what we have even this day in Jesus' name. So will you be praying for me? I'll be leaving on December 1st to do the work of God. It's not easy there. Yes, I come from a place, not all those roads are good. Some of them, there are times I have left my car down the hill and I have to cry back. I fall 10 times before I get to the top. Yeah. But you know that the grace of God is what? Sufficient. Yeah. Will you be praying for me? Yes, you pray for me and yeah. And that all those people there will be Frederick and you are also Frederick in Jesus' name. Yes, I was thinking about what we have been fed this weekend. The preaching was great, wonderful. And say, what do I also tell the people? Yeah, and one of the things is when God declares a word, yeah, and we hear it's just for a season. That season is not only like Friday or Saturday. God's season goes. Yeah, do you know you can hold a season? If you feel that God wants to bless you with a home and you have not received that home, don't let that season go. Stay with it. There was a man in the Bible who was very wise. His name was Joshua. He was told, you're going to conquer. So he saw the sun setting. He said, hey, no. You cannot set until I get what? Victory. He made the sun to stop. Maybe if it was a religious person, you know, you are taught, you don't know how, that you have power to command things. He could have said, maybe I'll get the victory on Monday. By that time, he'll be dead. Hey, let me tell you, I'm teaching how to do it. If you hear, it's a season where God is healing, where God is producing jobs, whatever it is. Even if the word was given yesterday, can you start my season? This is my Saturday. I'm not going to let it go. Yes, I'll make the sun set. I'll make the sun start and rise again. For who? For you, in the name of Jesus. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the power that God has given us. Yes, the power. How many know we are kings and priests? Revelation calls us that way. So don't think the power is on somebody else. And don't think the anointing is only on the pastor. Everyone who has Jesus Christ in their heart. Do we have people who are God's people here? If you are God's people, you are anointed to do things. I know God says a few have been set aside to do it. But you know what? If you read the word and stay in that, you can do the same. Jesus said that. In Jesus' name. The book of Esther, we're going to read quickly. And I'm not going to do too much preaching. Because I want to declare that word. Yeah. You know, we got so much preaching. I like now just mostly to declare the word and let people learn with it. Because what you keep, you men shall not believe by bread alone, but what? The word. Yeah. I live by word. The word can become the breakfast you need. Become the green card you need. Yeah. Become the wife. Yeah. The children you need. Yes, we are told the word became what? Fresh. Something tangible. Yes, something you can hold. It was just a word. Then it became the church, pastor you are looking for. Well, there was a time God spoke the word. It was there. Once upon a time, I'll be a pastor. Before you knew it, it became something we can see and we can behold. Today is the day that will happen to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you are not believing it. They are just looking at me like, and who told her that? Do you have believers? Oh, I preach to those here. You people, you meet us somewhere else here. You catch up with us. Do you have believers? Yeah. Hey, yes, that's it. In the book of Esther, some of them, they say Esther. Whatever you can, Esther. Yes, whatever you may call it, whatever accent you're going to use, is the book of Esther. Hallelujah. And we have seen that film of Esther. Yes. Oh, Easter. Whenever you make a book of Esther, chapter 8. And I want to thank God for this word. If you can start, you know, the thing is, when I start preaching, I usually don't even complete the whole thing. If somebody can just read it for me, because I want you to understand, chapter 8, verse 1 to 8. Is there anybody who has the Bible and get this microphone and read it? Then I'll just go ahead and declare. I have read it at the school.
On that same day, King Xerxes gave a property of Haman, the enemy of the Jews, to Queen Esther. Then Mordecai was brought before the king, for Esther had told the king how they were related. The king took off his signet ring, which he had taken back from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed Mordecai to be in charge of Haman's property. Esther went again before the king, falling down at his feet and begging him with tears to stop the evil plot devised by Haman, the Agagite, against the Jews. Again the king held out the gold scepter to Esther, so she rose and stood before him. Esther said, "If it pleases the king, and if I have found favor with him, and if he thinks it is right, and if I am pleasing to him, let there be a decree that reverses the orders of Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, who ordered that the Jews throughout the king's provinces should be destroyed. How can I endure to see my people and my family slaughtered and destroyed?" Then King Xerxes said to Queen Esther and Mordecai the Jew, "I have given Esther the property of Haman, and he has been impaled on a pole because he tried to destroy the Jews." Verse number 8. "Now go ahead and send a message to the Jews in the king's name, telling them whatever you want, and seal it with the king's signet ring. But remember that whatever has already been written in the king's name and sealed with a signet ring can never be revoked.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, when I was flying in, I did not drive, as I told you. I did not come from Nyeri last night. Yeah, I left. I told you from Nyeri. Did she just fly in? No. Yeah, I live in California. Yeah, my children have grown there, and they're already working. One is working for the federal government. The other one is working for the state. And I'm a grandmother of two. Can you clap for me? Yeah. Is that not an achievement? Yes. Yeah, don't take for granted that. Yes. You're doing well. Being a grandmother, that's the most part I'm proud of. Yeah. A boy and a girl. We want to thank God. We bless the Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus. The Lord spoke to me the weekend, especially, yes, when we're flying. He said, this is the time I want to release the anointing to God's people. Yes. The anointing of God's people that will interfere and destroy the plan of the enemy in their lives. Hallelujah. Do you have God's people here?
Yes.
The power, to interfere. You will go. You will go to the enemy's camp. They may be doing a party there because of the things they have stolen from you, but God will direct you. You have the power to mess up their party in the name of Jesus. Yes. No longer with the enemy. Celebrate your victory. They will not celebrate their victory over you in the name of Jesus. So I feel the same thing is happening. Same anointing is still flowing in the name of Jesus. There is an anointing. Last night, yes, because our theme was rising above the seeing level. What you see. See better. See in the spirit. Yeah. Today God is telling us what I spoke to you from the beginning. The anointing I gave you from the beginning, it shall happen. You look at the story of Esther. Esther was an orphan. Yes, everything was not, even in the physical, she had nothing to offer. Only beauty. How many know we have a saying in Kikuyu that Udhakadoreago, beauty is not eaten. Is that the translation? We don't eat it. Yeah. But for Esther, it worked for her. That's the only thing she had. And she had also, God had a good plan. You know, those are the stories you read and you connect it with Jeremiah when he said, before I knew you in your mother's womb. Do you know, I realize there are times we say, especially the children that are born out of wedlock, sometimes we say they are a mistake. Nobody is a mistake. No one. We may be, the circumstances are not right, but no one is a mistake. Do you know in heaven there is no oops? That the Lord, oops. Where did she come from? No. It was already. God knew it. So if anybody has ever told you that you are, even your own mother, even if your mother told you you are not planned, you are a mistake. No one is a mistake in the name of Jesus. So Esther, whether she became, whatever way she gave an orphan, her story was already ordained of the Lord from the beginning. You know that if we go back to the book of Samuel and all the way to Exodus at the beginning, yes, the story of Esther, somebody was supposed to do something and they did not do it. So Esther was raised for a time like this. Let me tell you, even this hour, there are some people who are supposed to destroy the spirit of poverty in your life, to destroy the spirit of this premature death, to destroy all this lack and, all those diseases. They did not finish their work. And let me tell you today, God is coming to empower you that you may finish it. Somebody should be raising their hands right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because when God has purpose to do something, Pastor Tony, if Jen Wajiku doesn't want to do it, you cannot manipulate God. Yeah, he has somebody else who is ready. You remember in the time of Isaiah, he said, how shall I say? Maybe he had whispered to one of the prophets. They did not want. Then he said, I'm going to say it loudly. Yeah, the Lord took the microphone and said, hey, my people. I have an assignment. Who shall I say? And I like the spirit of Isaiah. He did not look at, is Tony already? Has he finished his seminary? Yeah? We never went to his graduation, so this guy, I don't think he's ready. He did not go all those lists. I'm saying this because there was a place I was disqualified because I had not graduated. you know those trouble. But you know, God announced. He just needed yes. Yes. Other things, the training, the empowerment belongs to him. Is there somebody today who know that your family, you know very well, we could be doing better than this. We could be doing better than this. You qualify to make it happen. If you look at the story of Esther, this lady, there was nothing. Yeah. Even where she was rejected. Not tolerated, totally rejected. No wonder her uncle advised her, do not even say you are Jew. I wonder that whether that girl had an accent to betray her. You know, when you come from another country, if you don't open your mouth, I'll just keep quiet. Say, I don't speak, I just bring a paper. Because when you write it down, nobody will, whether you wrote in an accident or in an accent or you wrote in Kikuyu, yes, sir, either you are, nobody can tell. If you all come here, every list from everywhere, we are told, write your name or write here, right? This, what city is this? Dallas. If you write Dallas, either whether you are in Nigeria, you write Dallas, you type it, you can tell whether it's a Nigerian who wrote it, but immediately you open your mouth, it will betray you. Hallelujah. So I can imagine God had covered this girl from the enemy because they never knew that she was not one of them. Yeah, they never knew. Do you know I'm getting revelation as I'm saying now? The Lord will cover you. Hallelujah. They cannot pull you. Hallelujah. So don't worry. Just walk around. Yes, wherever you are. Yes, because you are in the Lord's house. You are in the Lord's country. Yes, it belongs to the earth and the fullness of it. How belongs to who? To our Father, in the name of Jesus. Do not be intimidated in Jesus' name. As long as you are doing the right thing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So the Bible tells us, you know the story. Yes, somebody told the enemy Haman who they were. And you know all this that story. I don't want to start there. I want to go to the point of what God is speaking today. So Esther was a praying woman. And Tony, I thank God for your wife, Isa. Yeah. I'm telling you, you are a good heart. It's a woman of God. Hallelujah. Can you clap for her in me? Yes, in Jesus' name. Pray, you cannot go wrong. I'm telling you. Yeah. Yes. If you're a prayerful person, it doesn't matter what. If you want to be the best person, you want to be the best husband, the best businessman, effective in every way, you know the qualification. Degrees are good, PhDs and all that. But somebody who works on their knees, they may not have all that, but they can do better than somebody we are. In the name of Jesus. Because they connect with God. I'm not trying to put down your case. It's good. We went to school too. I did go to school. But I know everything that I have succeeded is from the knees, from my knees. When I'm down there, when I rise up, I have elevation. I have understanding. I have the faith. So this girl was very prayerful, and the Lord turned the enemies. Look at verse 8. This was the crucial time when they were about to be destroyed. And the Bible tells us, our verse 1, because that's where the declaration comes from. In the mighty name of Jesus. On that day, King Ahasuerus gave Queen Esther the house of Haman, the enemy of the Jews. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told him how he was related to her. Did you hear? In that day. You know what? One of the things when I preach, because I did not prepare this, or I did not try to meditate, it was dropped to me. It's not that I'm reading it the first time. But the Lord highlighted. Yesterday when I went to bed, I was so tired. I said, what do I preach tomorrow? And I just went to bed. I thought of another message. I went to bed. When I woke up, the Lord gave me that. And when I opened the first verse of chapter 8, it says, in that day. So there were days before that were not working for them. There was one particular day that was highlighted. May the Lord highlight this day, the 20th of November, 2016, in every circumstance of your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you have been beaten by the enemy so much you think it's Let me tell you, this is not a continuation of yesterday. It may look the same way the sun goes from the same direction. You drove with the same GPS. Some you don't even use GPS anymore because it looks the same. But let me tell you, this is not the same day. This is a day that the Lord has made, and he has purpose to bless you in Jesus' name. If I have only two people who remember, Pastor Jane Wajiko from California was in that place. The house was full, but it was for me. If you're the one, receive it, and we'll come back next year for you in the name of Jesus. We'll be coming to celebrate in the name of Jesus. So Esther, in that day, the revelation I was getting, Pastor Tony, and it says here, yes, on that day, King Ahasuerus gave Esther the house of Haman. The Lord told me this is the day that my people will receive, yes, Lord, the transfer of wealth. You remember Haman, what he had planned, and he was next to the king. He was maybe prime minister. Yes, and he was getting everything. He had everything, the best house. But this foreign girl, this foreigner, this orphan, it fell on a day like this that the king commanded, the king transferred. And when you see the king, when we are speaking prophetically, we are referring to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who commands and nobody can reverse it in the name of Jesus. He said the transfer, and this is the day. I said, God, I'm going to decree that. I started declaring the day for myself before I bring it to you. I said, this is the day that the, you know, title deed will be transferred in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the day that the word will be fulfilled. We say, I will live in houses that I have not built. There's somebody else labored building it. Because Ecclesiastes said the work of the heathen is to gather and to collect, that in they may give. If the righteous, and I study here by the righteousness of God, is because it's not gain. I receive. Somebody else has been laboring. Somebody else has been working. And this day is the day of transfer. Somebody receive it, hold on. Title deed. Anybody want a title deed? Maybe some of you, they don't have anything in their name. There is nothing that you can show us. This is my name. Maybe a certificate. That's it. And the certificate is not the variable until somebody hires you or something. But a title D. Title D. You take it to a bank, they give you money. They'll give you money. This day, if you have one, you get two. Because the Bible tells us, even those who have, it will be added. Hallelujah. Can you ask God to add it to you? Yes. And those who don't have, there is a spirit in the Bible that says also you can overtake. Even if you didn't, you had one, you didn't have a, you can get five in one day. Hallelujah! Because he's Lord. Especially when he has said this is the day. It fell on a day that the world, let me tell you, Esther did not go say, you know what, I call her employer and say, do you have overtime? You have extra hours. I can work. All what she did is to stay in the right place. We are told she was at the training. He followed the rules and the instructions. Do you not have learned, Pastor Tony? That's what God meant when he said, seeking the kingdom of God. We go the other way around. I'm not saying we be lazy. But my power and my wealth and what I need is not because Hajin is hardworking. Hardworking, I'm telling you, hey. There are some people I know, they are really hardworking. And if you see them, they are as broke as a broke. I don't want to say wow. But, yeah. I don't know, finish it, you finish it after we leave the church. Yeah. It is not about hard work. And I have seen people who trust God. And those are the people, whatever they do, they prosper. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. God told me, teach my people. That's why people are mocking us there and ridiculing us. We are saying, I'm a Christian. And when they look at you, even your dress in there. Do you know there are some people you can tell them from the parking lot? Because that dress they have been wearing from January to February. Even in your living room, you can say, sister so-and-so. Her, you know, her wig or her afro, This part is short, the other one is longer. That wig is overgrown, is overdated. You know it. You know it. I'm not, are we together? I'm not trying to put anybody down. That's the truth. That's the truth. The Lord wants his people to be the light of the world. Physically, financially, spiritually, we are supposed to be. And I'm telling you, I'm telling that I will be what God has called me to be. The story of Esther tells us all. That girl, yes, there were too many beautiful girls. She was not the only one. But favor fell on her. She was obedient. Yeah. She honored the leaders. Yeah. She would not have said, hey, uncle, what are you telling me? Can look at my figure. What do you call them? Figure 6 or 7. I don't even know. Because I've not been there. So I can't tell. Yeah. I've not been that figure. I've not been lining up for those things. I don't even know how to walk like them. I was brought up in those hill areas. You think you can walk that way in Nyeri, in those hills? Your steps, they start, then you make sure it's firm. Because you're going to fall. And if you slide because the hills are like this, the next minute you'll be down there. We didn't wear high heels. How can you wear high heels going up there? Yeah. Even now when I go there, I'm very careful where I'm stepping on. You don't know. So those figures, she did not come with her figure 6 or figure what? Yeah. Came knowing I have, the secret is submitting. The secret is listening. Yes, this man has something. My uncle has something I don't have. So they came that day. And I'm going to declare it right now. We're going to pray. I connected with the instructions of Jesus Christ. That day and this the day, they were given the key, the house, yes, Lord, just because of obedience. And the Lord told me, declare to my people, this is the day that changes their life. If you told Esther, let's say it was Saturday, it was on a Sunday like this. If you went to Esther's house on that Saturday, and maybe she was living in that house I was telling you yesterday. My friend used to live in a house. I named it Excuse Me House. She was my friend, so I could pray with her. If I visited her, I think it was this much, maybe like this way, piano. The bed was here. Kitchen lie here. The bathroom here. Her sofa set here. So I go, Jen, sit right here, my friend. Say, can I use the bathroom? Okay, you have to pass through here. So I have to, excuse me. She moves. I'm done. Excuse me again. I'm coming back. So I told her, excuse me, house. Yeah. It's not. Now she has a big house. I wear a house, we just crack up. Because you can see, we use it where God can take us from. That girl has a big house now. She was going to school. We were laughing. I said, do you want to go to the bathroom or to the kitchen now? Somebody has to stand up, give you away. Because there is no way you can squeeze and go. Esther maybe was living in that kind of house. She was a foreigner. But on that Saturday, the Sunday came. This is the day that the Lord has made. Because originally it was already written, Esther, you are not in this city for nothing. You remember when Mordecai told, who knows? Who knows why you are in this place a time like this? Yeah, who knows? Somebody say, I know. Yes, because God has already revealed to you through his promises. Yeah. Do not ever think, yeah, that you are born to be that way. You are born to be a blessing. You are born to make a change. You are born to be somebody. You cannot, not all of us can be president, but where you are, you have to change. Even as a father, you are supposed to raise a king out of your house. You are born to make a change. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. So that Sunday, the Lord came. The day was fulfilled. May I declare to you, this is the day for fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are told the title deed. She did not, somebody's house was given to her. Yes. And she realized there's something else. The enemy Haman had already decreed and declared that they're going to get out of that country. They're going to be deported. Does this sound familiar? Yes, they're going to be deported. I don't know how to do things. Is that not? I never thought about that kind of message. Yeah. It follows on a day that things are happening too. Yeah. Let me tell you, they are just decrees. Haman had just decreed, but he had not done it. The Bible tells us the enemy is just a roaring lion. He may say whatever he was saying. But when she got the house, and she did not only get the house, yes, she also included her uncle. Let me tell you this season, it doesn't matter what your family, your extended family are going on. This message and these blessings are even for your family and anybody that includes you in the mighty name of Jesus. How many know I come from a big family? If you're the only rich person, if you're the only one even getting six figures, and everybody else is broke, we are 11 in the family. I'm telling you, you're equally broke because they will be in your house every day. Their children will be kicked out of school. Who they call? You? Yeah? Before you know, you are working. So I would rather have everyone, even my neighbor. It is even better, even your neighbor are rich. Everybody is rich. Everybody has something. You know, I ask in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So don't just ask for yourself. Ask for everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. When I came to this country is when there were too many things going on. That time when I went to Kenya, they looked at me, if I were, they were driving me to Nyeri, I'm the one to gas the car. Yeah? If you stop in Kalatinda for bananas, who buys? I am the one, they are looking like a big sister. But right now when I go, hallelujah. Nobody even asked me. He said, yeah, where do you want to go for lunch, Mamajiro? Yeah. Then they pay, they take me. That time, now I say, thank you, Jesus. Like now, I can just get on the plane. I don't have somewhere to stay. And they'll drive me to Nyeri. Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus. This is what happened. Esther and her uncle within one day. The whole tribe. In the name, may I decree the same thing happen today to you in Jesus' name. Even your in-laws, receive for them anyway. Receive for them anyway. They might forgive you for the dowry you have not paid. Why don't you just receive it in the name of Jesus? Yes. And you are saying, God, don't pass that street. No, let him pass in that street too. Because, yeah, if they are rich, they will tell you, you know what, come out, just forget that dowry. We are good. With blessings in the name of Jesus. Esther, today, it's not just what belongs to the enemy that we're going to get back. There is something else the enemy had decreed. You remember Haman had said they ought to be deported. Even after he was killed, the decree still remained. Yeah. Esther was a wise girl. Say somebody. Somebody say I'm wise. I'm wise. Yes. Yes. You know, yesterday we were taught about being a seer. A seer is somebody who sees before anybody else. You people, you are seeing everybody. Nobody is being hired. They don't hire or whatever. They don't hire people with accent. But you see that the earth is the Lord and the fullness that is in it. I have the favor of God. When I put that application, they will not see my qualification, but they will see the command from heaven that whatever I'll do, whatever I ask you to be given to me, they don't know when God says, ask of me and I'll give it to you in the mighty name of Jesus. You become a seer that see as it is in heaven. You see before everybody else. When everyone is working under the table, you are working in the front line in the name of Jesus. They were, how did you do that? Because I'm a seer. I see what God has spoken to me, and I use it in the mighty name of Jesus. So Esther knew, if we stop there and we close the file, somebody will open the file and say, every foreigner, everyone who is a Jew, not a Jew, who does not look like us, anyone with a twisted tongue, no matter how much you try to twist yours, they will already locate you. No, if you change your last name, yes, they will still know. Do you know there are some features you can't hide? I don't care what. Yeah. I don't care. They will look at you. Where are you from? Africa? And you haven't said anything. I said, why? Don't don't have an attitude, just tell them you are where you are. I never get offended because of that. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. God is faithful. He is so faithful. Esther, because she had the authority, the Bible tells us the king handed over the ring to her. Esther, what do you want me to do? What do you want? What changes do you want? The Bible tells us here that she was told, write what you want. Yeah. She wrote the exact opposite to revoke the decree that the enemy. Are we together? Were you listening when we were reading it? Yeah. She was not told, go get a lawyer. You know, you might get a lawyer and he'll write his own things. But you, even if you've broken English, somebody will interpret what you meant. Hallelujah. Yeah, it is not the perfection of it. Then you say, yeah, we are supposed to be deported. We are supposed to move out. Then write the opposite. Write what you want. And because you are in the book of Luke, chapter, it sounds like Luke 10:19, Pastor Tony, where Jesus said, behold, I have given you power. Yes, to tread on the scorpions and every powers of darkness. Yes, and you know whether the king decrees a thing, it cannot be revoked. You have that power. Yeah, is somebody thinking now? Somebody say, I'm thinking. You need to be writing it down there. If they said by the end of the month you are out of the door, you are going to be fired, write the opposite. Write the opposite in the mighty name of Jesus. You know why I'm talking this? It's not a message of, you know those messages they say like, no. They are messages that God wants to position you in your praise. And this is what I mean. It's not to make you feel good. No. This is not the message I want you to dance around the church. And you go home tired, your legs are tired. Some of us can't jump anymore. Our bones won't allow. You hear more noises here than anything else from our bones. Yeah. So you really need to know this is a message that you change, changing life. Position yourself. Write the decree. The Bible says, hallelujah. She wrote it down. And I'm time here. We can close. In the name of Jesus. Verse 8. You yourself, as you please. That's verse 8 of Esther. You can't forget this. Esther 8:8. You can't forget that. Yes. You yourself write a decree concerning the Jews as you please in the king's name, in the name of Jesus, and seal it. Seal it with what? With the king's ring, in the name of Jesus. Then he stops there for somebody to ponder it. Yeah, you know, in the name of Jesus. Yes. I will not die, but live in the name of Jesus. Yes, I will not be broke anymore in the name of Jesus. This cancer will not put me in the grave in the name of Jesus. The opposite is what the doctor said there, because you have days to live. Next to it, I will not, in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not be homeless in Jesus' name. I will not be borrowing a light to work and to charge from this day in Jesus' name. I will not be working under the table from this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, in Jesus' name. Yes, the name God from the immigration says, if I don't produce, I'll be deported. I will not be deported in the mighty name of Jesus. You seal it. Then, yeah, they were assured of what that means. Maybe because we were foreigners there. And I'm not trying to put down foreigners here. Did I write it down there? Isn't it in the Bible? Don't accuse me of... She's talking about foreigners. I didn't choose this. And I don't know who I came to talk to. It's not a message that you felt it will be lively for you. Yeah? But it doesn't matter. I felt even if it's for two people, somebody's life is going to be changed in the name of Jesus. Yeah? Esther was a foreigner. Yeah? Maybe she did not understand the authority of the ring. And the authority when the king has over. So somebody had to tell her what that means. That's why he said, write it down in the name of the king, in the name of the Lord. Look at here. Look at how it finished. Then we're going to pray. Yes. The last part it says, for whatever is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring, no one can revoke it. No one can revoke it. No one can revoke it. Is somebody changing things right now in the air? Pastor Tony, are you changing things? First of all, we declare title deeds are coming out here in the name of Jesus. Why don't we get title deeds for the church? Why don't we get title deed for this church? Why don't we get title deed for yourself in the name of Jesus? Title D, green cards are also title deed. Do you know? If you're walking without a green card, you walk a different way. But when you get it, you don't care who is looking at you or who is beside you. But with that, you'll be following me. Have you ever seen somebody following you? Then why are you following? And they're not following you because you feel like they have been sent. But when you know you have everything, it doesn't matter who does that. Receive their testimonies. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive what is yours in Jesus' name. Whether it's the enemies or who are somebody else in Jesus' name. Let the freedom, is the day of freedom in Jesus' name. Who the Son of God has set free is free indeed. I want you to attach this prayer to that thing. The letter you had received. A decree from the enemy. What had Haman did? Somebody in possession and you knew what they said they would remain. And now today the liberation has come. They are not greater than. Yeah, I am a child of God. I should not have sleepless nights because of what a letter you received from the mail. Because of something you had on TV. Sleepless nights you are learning. This is the day you walk like a soldier. Yes, the earth is the Lord and the fullness that is in it. If not, you are not in this city, you are not here, you are not in this church by mistake. Yes, yeah, you should declare Pastor Jane is not here by a coincidence. She was sent. Do you know any time God wants people, he sent his air? Why don't you think I'm an angel today sent to you? He always sent an angel. Yeah. And the angel was sent to a city. And a prophet was sent to a widow. Why don't we think God does the same thing now? That if the Bible was written now, there was a girl from Nyeri. Yeah? Yes? Address, is it that 108? I have memorized it. Yeah. And she spoke to her people. But only a few. Declare I'm not among the few. I will among those who got it. I'm one of those who got it. Father, in the name of Jesus. Pray and seal it. Pray and seal it in the name of Jesus. Whatever report, yes, whatever you need, this is the day that the Lord has made. I receive my title deed. I receive the house. I receive my healing. I receive my marriage back. I receive my children healed and delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. All power has been given to me. All power has been given to me. Every power has been given to me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you. We bless you. For the anointing in us. We are not going to look for another. We will not look for another to do it for us. We got the anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you. We want to bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Let me declare today. Whenever you're going to write your story, go put it there. 20th of November. Yes. 2016. That your life was changed. And you start seeing it. Those who have never held a title deed, you don't even know how it looks, right? I wish I came with mine. Because I got not one, not two. I have. Yeah, even if it's inheritance, it is mine, okay? This is mine. Yes. So don't ask me how I got it. It is mine. It has my name on it. And that one has three names. Yes. In the name of Jesus, declare you got one today. There's a time when I came to this country, I never thought I would ever have my own house. Yeah. Yeah. It's what dreams. You could never. There's somebody I told and they thought, and actually told me that's fantasy. And God made sure he flew here to see the house. Yeah. He had to see. God made sure that there was some confusion somewhere. He found himself in America and he found himself in my house. I said, yeah. I said, then I was like, the Lord. I blagged about the Lord. The Lord. has blessed me. Yeah. Title D. I don't know why Pastor Tony keeps on saying this. Maybe somebody is stealing your property in Kenya or somewhere. Get your title D back. Get it. You don't have to spend money with the lawyers. Yes. The power is present. Either God will convict them and they feel they're doing the wrong thing, they'll call you for it. Or when they go to the judge, they said, you are a thief. And I like when the thief is found, the Bible says they are made to pay 7 times. In the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for what you have done today. We release that anointing. In Jesus' name. You will not be rejected again. You will not feel low again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you have gone to the immigration and said, no, no, no. Today we turn their no to a yes on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Your next visit will be a yes. It will not just be an interview. It's what you need in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you and want to bless you in Jesus' name. Some of you, your children, your mom, they're in drugs. Today in Jesus' name, we lay the decree. Yeah, the enemy had decreed them drunkards, drug addicts. We call them the priests of the Lord. We call them the kings of kings. We call them they belong to the King of Kings. We call them their servants in the house of God. We call them evangelists. We call them prophets in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are told whatever the decree comes, it cannot be revoked in Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for what you have done today. We bless you, Lord. This is the beginning. And Lord, oh God, it's not just our blessing. It is a blessing for generations and generations and our generations and our generations in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, from our children to our grandchildren and even the generations to come. In Jesus' name. Father, we promise what we get today, it will not just be for us. We will share with others. We are kingdom-minded in the mighty name of Jesus. Esther did not just stay in the house. She made sure everyone who was in trouble in her tribe, God saved, was in good shelter, was in good hands. Father, I want to thank you and I want to bless you. We worship you. Make us those people who mind others in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Pastor Tony. Okay. Amen. Yeah, I was looking at the time, so you still have time. Okay. Amen. Amen. If you're sick in the body, and the doctor has given you those, yeah, they'll tell you survive. But how many know we are not told to survive, we are supposed to thrive? Yes. You survive. Yeah, we'll pray for you. And if your title D is threatened, come here. Yeah. You already know God has started it. It's just the power of agreement. Listen to it. God has been speaking to me according to the book of Matthew. Do you remember Jesus said we're to agree concerning anything? You know that is the smallest church we ever had. We usually think of big churches. But we are told the church of those two people agreeing on anything. Heaven does what? Agree. You already declared it. We're just going to lay hands on you. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Even marriages, we're going to pray for marriages that are being threatened. Yeah. You know there are some things, this is your wife, if it's some, God gave you a wife, you know this is my wife, this is my husband, I know it. God gave me this husband. Then Haman's spirit came and decreed otherwise. We're going to pray today. Let me tell you. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, you have not planted another one eat. And I want to give you an example. When I've been in California for a while, I bought a home, then the economy went down, and the banks were taking houses back. And when I bought that home, I had heard from the Lord to buy a house. I used to have another house, so I did not need to, but this house was a better location because I like also to accommodate servants of God when they're in town. So I had desired something different. the Lord told me to buy. Immediately we closed that house, economy started going down. I had heard from the Lord. And I had planted even oranges. My backyard, I don't plant useless trees. If there is a tree there, it gives me, if it gives me greens, it gives me fruits. And if it's so sunny, I can go stay there and the shade is there. Not just the shade without fruits. So it was good. It was fruitful. I didn't know it was prophetic. So when they were about to close my house, at 3 a.m., because I'd planted those fruits, the Lord gave me Pastor Tony in the book of Isaiah 65. You have not planted another one? Eat. I went and opened it so quickly. I led it. It was 3 a.m. I opened my bedroom window. I saw oranges. See, I did not plant. You know, when I was planting, I knew I am the one who will be going there in the morning, eat an orange and get an orange and eat. In my mind, of course, I was not planting for another. And I knew I was here, I was there to stay in that house. That is the same thing. When you bought that land, whether it's a house, you are not buying that somebody will come steal it. You are planning maybe for your children, they will inherit. Or from this, I'll sell it and buy something else. Why is it now the enemy? This is your word. You did not labor in vain. You did not plant another one. And you did not build for another one to live in it. Unless you allowed them. And you have not allowed them. So this day, we are in agreement. We got to pray with you. And those who are sick, let me tell you. You remember Hezekiah? Unless you are not using them. You know, sometimes we say, Lord, just heal me so I can, be walking. No. Are you be healed to evangelize? Connect your healing with something else. With the kingdom. Yeah. With the kingdom. And it's going to happen in Jesus' name. We have sealed it. Titled this. In Jesus' name. Because we already decreed the word, Pastor. I'm just going to lay hands on them. And I'm coming to agree with you. If you're not believing, it will not help. I told you that church Jesus talked about. When two agree concerning anything. If we agree, it's just an agreement. And it's going to happen. And please come back and tell Pastor Tony what happened. Don't just keep it to yourself. And if it's money that was stolen, you get it, please bring the tithe. Yeah. The tithe will speak more than your words. Yes. Let's know. In Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you.